When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Cinco de Mayo edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, hey, it is the first Sunday of May. I said it was Cinco de Mayo because it's May 5th. So that is true. But I also could have said it's the opening day weekend or Kentucky Derby weekend of Animal World. So a lot of stuff happening this weekend, except not so much around here because the weather kind of went south. That's in the news as well, Nathan. He just flashed me a picture of the zebra, although it is not running loose anymore. It has been captured. Before I start rattling on, say good morning to Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. I accidentally put that zebra up there a little bit early, but... You know, being Kentucky Derby, we're seeing some pretty weird-looking horse-type things around here with black and white stripes on them.
Well, that's true. And that zebra was in my news for to start with, although... So the good news is, if you haven't heard, the zebra's been found. And this was kind of an issue this last week that went down with these zebras being transported out of our area, and somehow they escaped from their trailer on the highway, and all of them but one were captured, and then one was loose in the area for quite some time. Friday night, I think it was during the night, the zebra was captured. And ordinarily, I'd kind of just give you, you know, an update, you know, zebra's been caught and all of that. And because, you know, I obviously heard about it right away and following the news. And gosh, I thought I knew everything about this zebra thing, Nathan. But, you know, that's not the case.
There's more to the story.
Oh, yeah. And you know, when something like this happens... I'm just learning to rely on the source that we now are connected to that knows everything about animals everywhere. Who do you think that might be?
Oh, well, I can't think of anybody else but
Henry the Rooster. Henry the Rooster on Whidbey Island. No. Anyway, Henry doesn't know so much, but Merritt and Beth Clipton from Animals 24-7. Of course, wouldn't you know that they're on top of this? And so they start posts coming out, and it's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know there was so much to know. Anyway, I didn't have a good feeling about this whole zebra business to start with and the whole story. But once I started learning what animals24-7.org. That's the website. Once that what they have found out, there's a whole big story around this and who owns these zebras and where they came from and where they're going. And anyway, they're all big old can of worms. Anyway, so we're not going to talk a lot of detail about the zebras anymore right now because we'll find out the whole story from Merritt and Beth Clifton when we chat with them in the 11 o'clock hour. And then that has led to another. We got some big local stuff going on. And the other thing that this whole lost zebra thing triggered, then Merritt and Beth posted about, you know, the mountain goats. And I don't know, Nathan, if you've been kind of aware of over the years, you know, had problems with mountain goats in our state. But there's a history of problems with mountain goats and then trying to them becoming extinct in their normal habitats and the state moving mountain goats around to get them back where they belong and out of where they don't belong. And well, apparently this problem with missing mountain goats and all kinds of issues related to that that we just haven't been hearing about. So we'll also find out what that's all about. And as Merritt and Beth said in their post, you know, if they had stripes on them, maybe we'd care more or something. Anyway, very, very interesting about what's going on, not just with zebras, but with mountain goats in our state. So we're going to get caught up on all of that because it is the first Sunday of May and Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. So we will start out with usual with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland about the bottom of the hour. And then we will spend the majority of the next hour with Help Animals India and Eileen. Then we will chat with animals24-7.org and the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga will close us out and we get to talk to one of my favorites, Sita, today. So that's the plan for today. And gosh, Nathan, I guess we better start off with the weather. You know, we've been having some interesting weather already and some really nice weather, and I'm kind of amazed at how dry it has been. I'm still adjusting to what the weather is actually doing. And of course, a lot of rain was predicted this weekend. There was going to be a really rainy, and they had said that yesterday was going to be rainier than today. But you know, I'm looking outside and it's wet. And there was a little bit of wind earlier, but it's not really raining. You showed me what it looks like down there. Kind of looks the same, kind of cloudy, and looks like it has rained, but isn't. Well, maybe it's raining now. Is it actually raining down in the Bellevue area, Nathan?
We got some sprinkle drizzle type stuff going on right now. It's not a super hard rain, but there's a lot of it. So quite wet at the moment.
Yeah, I'm just really concerned about how dry a summer we may have. I know we're already really behind in the amount of water rain we should have gotten by now, and our snowpack is, I think, in the 60s rather than up where it should be. But it just is so much drier at my place than it normally would be at this time of the year. I think we're going to have to be really conservative with water and really pay attention.
Whatever it is, you know, coming up, I mean, all this rain we're seeing right now is going to be going away by the end of the week, and we're actually starting to look like summer here pretty soon.
Yeah, I heard someone mention the 70s this week.
Oh, 70s, that might... more than that. I'm looking at temperatures even hitting the 80s by Saturday.
Really? Holy moly. Okay.
Of course, yeah, that could be the difference between your area and Seattle, but that's what I'm seeing for the Seattle area here.
Yeah, so that means you know that the weather is warming up. We got to start. You got to start paying attention now, weather-wise, what the temperature is doing, and you know, because if once we start getting in that 70-degree range, then that means we have to really pay attention to whether or not we take animal friends with us in a car, especially our dog friends, because on a 70-degree day, if the sun's shining on the car, even with the windows partially open, it only takes 10 minutes for the car to overheat and start cooking your dog. So, you got to start paying attention about traveling with your animal friends and the weather. And because it's warming up, as soon as it's consistently above 50, which kind of it's not staying above 50 in my area yet, but for some periods of time it is, and that means that's when flea larvae and all of that stuff can get going outside. So we need to pay attention to our animal friends. Maybe get out those flea combs and make sure that you keep the parasites off your dogs, cat friends, and you know, adjusting to get more into a warmer weather frame of mind here. And let's see. Speaking of better weather, it's been a better climate in the baseball world around this area, has it not, Nathan?
Yeah, we were just
I
looking at
think
the
there was kind of a
Mariners, and
shift, wasn't there?
there definitely was, especially since the last time we talked about them 2 weeks ago. You know, I had my, oh
You were
boy,
pretty
we're in for a
depressed.
long season, but
Yeah. So what the heck happened?
well, some our pitching is really, I think, what really seemed to have happened, because they just suddenly just seemed to have locked in and gotten really strong and consistent too. I mean, I'm trying to find this post, but oh yeah, here we go. On their Seattle Mariners Facebook page, I mean, their starting pitchers have allowed two or fewer earned runs in 21 consecutive games, which is tied for the second longest streak in MLB history. So their pitching has just been absolutely lights out since 21 games ago. And
Wow.
that, of course, helps to keep the other team at bay. And Mariners' offense has been starting to produce. And they say pitching wins championships. So I'm not looking that far yet, but pitching is really what is necessary for a team to be, you know, playoff and championship contenders. And so far, I mean, they've just been almost unhittable with their starting pitching. Now, their bullpen is a little bit of a different story. You know, they've always had their bullpen struggles, and but the way those starters have been performing, especially Logan Gilbert yesterday, I mean, they just have their stuff going for them.
Wow. All right. So I guess we better be excited for the Mariners while we can, huh?
Yeah, I mean, let's hope this train keeps on chugging along.
All right. All right. That sounds really good, and we'll just hope that they keep up the good energy, and let's see. I think we. Oh, I have some really good news. I was so excited. I love my hummingbirds and feet and all of that, and they've been a little confused with the weather and stuff. But kind of on schedule is what happens in the spring. The hummingbirds disappear for a while they're nesting and laying eggs and raising babies. And so mine had been gone doing that. And towards the end of April last week, the 28th, 29th, I started seeing an adult hummingbird here, or there come to that, a mother, a female come to the feeder just once or twice a day. And that's usually the indication that the babies are growing up and they'll be coming back soon. And the timing was perfect. It happened on the last day of April. That was April 30th, which I don't know, maybe it was Wednesday of this last week. I'm not sure. But at when it starts to get dusk, when the hummingbirds are active and around, they come to the feeder a whole lot. in the last hour before dark because they tank up, you know, on the nectar before they go to bed for the night. But that hadn't been happening because they'd been gone. But I'd seen on the 30th, I saw the male Rufus hummingbird started coming to the feeder a lot that afternoon or that early evening. And I thought, that's really interesting because it's usually dad that is clearing the way and making sure things are safe for the babies to come out. And then I just happened to be there watching. And it was like, all of a sudden, Nathan, there are hummingbirds everywhere and all these baby birds coming into the feeders. And, you know, when they're young and they're just fledging, they're just coming out of the nest. They don't argue with each other like they do when they're adults, because usually adults, you know, you get one, maybe two birds on the feeder at a time, but they chase each other away and are pretty solitary. But the babies will all get on the feeder together. So I had full feeders and I had four or five babies at the time. And that was Wednesday night. And those were the Rufus, the whole family or of Rufus hummingbirds came in. And then more, and then the Annas have come. So now I have baby Rufus, you know, immature Rufus, immature Annas, and everybody's, you know, staking out their territory. And who's anyway? So I'm delighted because my hummers are back, and we have lots of babies, and that's really fun. So all is well with the hummingbirds, and the other thing I was going to say is, and I think I thought I brought it up before, the show, but I guess, oh, there I did. I guess the last time we were on the show live, Nathan, it was like the third Sunday of, April. And it was a talk with your animals on this side or the other and behavior training and healing with me. And so Natasha was here and we got a phone call from one of our listeners. And if I don't remember, if you remember, you know, Deborah, who called in about her relatively new cat that they had adopted, Tigray. You remember that call, Nathan, that they were having a hard time with Tigray because they really liked him, but he was one of those flash aggressors when if you touched him in the wrong place, he'd fire up and bite, which is common behavior. And we discussed that behavior, and both Natasha and I were able to kind of chime in and give Deborah some advice as to how to work with Tigray. And the big key is with those cats, usually when you stroke them, it's an energy buildup, and all of a sudden they'll turn on you and grab your hand and bite or scratch. And the big thing I explained, hold still, breathe, and instead of freaking out about don't bite, say be gentle. But anyway, so we got an email back right away from Deborah. And just so a quick little follow-up for you all, she said, just wanted to let you and Natasha know that there is already a change in Tigray because I know how to communicate with him and he hears me. Using the words, quote, be gentle with me, have worked every time I have used them and for my husband too. I'm off to get Tigray a de-bird, that's for his interactive play and flat catting him, and to move forward. Oh, she says, I also ordered a couple of tinctures from Jackson Galaxy and have a few of his videos ready to watch. So I'm delighted to say that it worked, and Deborah and Tigray and family are all doing really, really well. So, let's see. I think that catches us up on everything we need to know about today. But we do need to catch up. We'll stay on schedule. Our first interview coming up here. And take care of our advertisers. But then we can officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. So that sound good to you? We take care of our advertisers and then we'll come back and officially start the show and get on with our first interview, which will be talking to Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland coming up. So everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Walking your talk? Take us with you. The KKNW app makes streaming our programming easy on your phone or tablet.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling with this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen. His healingministryforanimals.com is how you get a hold of him. He is our best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancer, and one of the most gifted healers I've ever met. And he always does a free telephone evaluation if you'd like to chat with him about how he can help you or on your animal friends. I think so much of him. He works with me and my animals once a month, treats me first and then my animals. And he has the do-it-yourself Rasmussen Reset program available. And if you would like a free phone consultation with him, you go through the website healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link and fill out the form. And if you don't know, he does this now with the help of his wife, Martha, phenomenal newsletter once a month, and it comes out the first Sunday of the month. So just letting you know that Dr. Nils' latest newsletter did come last night, so I did get it this morning, but it's quite long, so I haven't had a chance to read the whole thing. A great new affirmation for the month and some really good stories. So if you are not on the mailing list for Dr. Nels, you really want to get on the mailing list so you'll be on board with our monthly affirmation and all the great news and stories that he has to sell, share. So check him out, healingministryforanimals.com. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And if you're interested, you can just shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty then, it's time to officially start the show. And if you haven't been here with me when I've done that before, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so long. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we do a couple of little Saint Francis prayers and then a slew of affirmations to empower us for the day and the week. And this part of the show is optional as to whether or not you participate. You can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. It's not like the dancing and exercise portion of the show and sending love around the world. Well, for Love Train at 10 and 11, dancing is required, but you can opt out on the prayer and affirmations. It's kind of weird, isn't it? you can opt out of the prayers and affirmations, but not the dancing. There we go. Oh, well, here we go. And I always start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, we have the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty, that's our prayer section, and now these affirmations. I do affirmations every day, and the really powerful ones, all of these have come from one member or another of our animal world family, and they're included because they've been life transforming for us, and so we share them with you. All right, now I say each affirmation three times, which you can say along with me or opt out. So here we go. Affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, the second one, boy, very helpful for this period of time, and very powerful, comes from Linda Rasmussen, our other neuroenergetic balancer and energy codes gal. And by the way, of course, Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio with us next week, so be sure and call in for your free remote treatments. Linda always gives us an affirmation after she works with us on the air to hold the energy, and that's where this affirmation came from. It is extremely powerful. Here we go three times with this. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty, and now this next one comes from my spiritual family, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and the Italian Division, and this is the one I use for me. I say it for my animals, too, to keep us in a perfect, healthy state of mind and being to go out in the world. Here we go, three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Whew. Alrighty. Now this next one comes from our intuitive communicator and personal awareness coach, Natasha Venter. And this is the one that I use for me and my animals to keep us adjusting and accepting and doing well with the energies of now. Here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty then, we have our last affirmation of the group. And this one also comes from the Ananda Institute. It is their Warrior of Light affirmation. So appropriate for this time. You know, we've got so much going on in our own country, around the world, with all the wars and so forth. So it's really important that we send the light all over the world. You know where to send it. And here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty then, we are all spiritualized up for the day and the week. And golly, it is almost time here to switch gears. But I just want to, one last thing. I told Nathan we weren't really going to talk about it, but I just thought we better give you some helpful energy, Nathan, in your week. So just so you all know, Nathan's got some big news. You are just recently have decided to buy a place to live, huh? Mm-hmm. A condo?
I mean, so, it's been on the mind for a while, but this is now me deciding that, okay, it's time to get serious about it. So,
well, and I was wondering if something like that might happen because, you know, we sent you off to the Philippines to meet Fia for the first time, the gal that you've been canoodling with online for a couple of years. And all of that went really well. So figured this must be part of the program coming up pretty soon. But well, at any rate, you're condo shopping. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And so just so y'all know, you found something you kind of like, but you know, you got some negotiating to do.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, is it okay? Shall we can all send you really good thoughts and some prayers that all of this whole condo purchase works out for you.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. I'm just still, you know, moving. I still want to move forward with this one. So every little bit helps. I just need to make sure it's the right deal.
All right. All right. So let's all think good thoughts to manifest the perfect condominium for Nathan. And astrologically, you know, Mercury went direct, planet Mercury, you know, last week. So it's been long enough to come back into balance. You know, when Mercury's in retrograde, it's not a good time to buy something or sign contracts. But we're out of that phase. So it's good energy astrologically. And so we'll all think good thoughts for you. And hopefully by next week, you'll have something to tell us about. Hmm?
We'll figure it out. I've sent over all my notes to my realtor agent. So let's hope that we can negotiate a good deal and something that'll work out and allow me, because I really like the place it is. I just need to negotiate the price of what's going on in the inside.
All right. Sounds good. All righty. So it is time to begin the theme of the week, which is always the first Sunday of the month, is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And helping a lot of our animal friends, especially if they're in cat suits, sometimes in dog suits, but mostly in cat suits. That would be Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland, and joining us to represent, as usual, Marilyn Hendrickson. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, and I'm sending good energy towards Nathan today and all week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. This will be his first place.
Yeah.
So we'll think all good thoughts. And speaking of good thoughts, I always get good thoughts when I open my Facebook page and I get to see all the wonderful pictures of the great cats that are looking for homes, or the wonderful matches between humans and cats when they come to adopt them. So before we get into all the detail stuff, in case somebody's listening that hasn't before. Tell us about Meow Cat Rescue and what you guys are all about.
Meow Cat Rescue is a 501c3 nonprofit rescue organization. Our shelter is in Kirkland, over in the Houghton area, across the street actually from Metropolitan Market. At our shelter, we have cats and kittens. We also have cats and kittens in foster care. And we do place some dogs. The dogs are never at the shelter because it's just not big enough, and they are all in foster homes.
All right. And the cats that are available for adoption, those cats and kittens would be in the shelter.
That's correct.
The ones that the kittens that are too young and haven't, you know, been spayed and neutered and had all that good stuff, they may still be in foster care. And the dogs, of course, you said, are always in foster homes because the no dogs housed in the rescue or the shelter. But if people are interested and want to know what you have in the dog department or in the cat department, they can find all that information online, correct?
Yeah, they can look, go to our website, www.meowcatrescue.org. A lot of people try to type in .com and that won't work. So .org.
Right, it's a .org, right.
Yeah, you click on available cats or available dogs, and a bio comes up with a picture and everything we know about that animal. And it should be noted that every single animal that we place has been spayed, neutered, microchipped, dewormed, vaccinated, and viral tested. So they're good to go.
And that's pretty amazing because it always pushes my buttons when I have to hear about what the cost of veterinary medicine and the cost of doing something like that with a puppy or kitten these days. It's a lot of money. And especially spaying and neutering is no longer, you know, an affordable, not such a big deal. It's still the surgery is not such a big deal, but it's no longer affordable for most people if you go to regular veterinarians.
Yeah.
And I'm talking even me. I would have to seriously consider, you know, getting, if I were getting a kitten or a puppy, I'd have to, being able to do that would be a serious consideration for me in terms of could I afford it these days?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, but so what did you say again? If we get a cat or kitten or puppy from you, what again has already been done?
They're spayed or neutered. They are vaccinated with a series of vaccines. They're dewormed with a series of dewormers. They're microchipped, and they're viral tested for feline AIDS and leukemia. Everyone is also treated for parasites, internal and external, that being tapeworms, roundworms, fleas, all of those parasites. So...
Well, and that really is a great deal. So, of course, there's an adoption fee, you know, I mean, to adopt a cat or kitten from Meow or a dog in that matter. But it is nothing compared to what all of those services would cost, you know, if you just got a cat somewhere and had to do all of that yourself.
Yeah. And yesterday I was at the shelter and Sandy from RASC, Regional Animal Services of King County, came in and they have compiled, I haven't seen it yet, she's going to bring one, they have compiled a booklet of all the low-cost spay-neuter places in the whole Puget Sound area.
Oh, wow.
Really? I'm eager to see that and I will share it with you when I get it.
I would love to have that because it's really weird, Marilyn. Somehow, you know, I do this radio show, which I've done for going on, I think, 30 years these days. I always lose track of how many years it's been. Anyway, I guess when you love what you do, that's what happens. But I'm also an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer. Okay. But somehow, when people out in my area search for a shelter or a rescue for animals, they get my name and number. So I get lots and lots and lots of calls. You know, people missing animals, finding animals, wanting to adopt an animal or rescue an animal. And so I get all kinds of calls. And so I try to answer my phone. Most people, you know, if I'm not around and don't answer because they usually have an urgent question or something, they rarely leave messages. But whenever I can, I answer the phone and, you know, I always have to say, well, that's not what I do. But since it's my business, I can probably point you in the right direction and get you the help that you need. But that's one of the things that I get calls about is looking for affordable spay and neuter services. So if you get that information, and I would love to get that information from you.
Okay. I will share it with you as soon as we get it.
Yeah. And one of the things I can say, one of the questions I get a lot is when people find a stray cat or, you know, a cat that's lost, could be feral, could be stray, whatever, a dog or whatever, they want to know where to take them. And so just for all of you listening, shelters like Meow, which would consider Meow like a private nonprofit shelter rescue? Is that how we describe you?
Yeah, we are. We're private, I guess, sort of like private practice.
Right. Okay. And so private rescues and shelters are by law not allowed to take in strays or lost animals, correct?
That is correct, because we're not a municipality. So hopefully I can clear this up because it is very confusing for people. But if you, and it depends on where you live as well. If you live in King County and you find a stray, you need to take it to Regional Animal Services of King County, which is down in Kent. Occasionally, somebody finds a cat. Actually, it just happened a couple weeks ago. Somebody found a starving cat on a trail, and they brought it to us, and it had a microchip. And it had been microchipped down at Regional Animal Services.
Wow.
And so they took it, they came up and they got him, and he's down there now. In Snohomish County, if you find a cat, I think, and it changes, that's what makes it confusing. Generally speaking, Snohomish County contracts with Everett Animal Shelter.
Right, that's usually up in this area where I send people, is Everett Animal Shelter.
Yeah, and they're an awesome... Awesome.
Well, and this is something you can also clear up, because most, pretty much people that call me, or you know, that when I answer these calls, they're wanting to know where do they take the animal that they found. They don't want to go to Everett Animal Shelter, or they don't want to go to Regional Animal Services. They don't want to go to the municipal or, you know, the county or you know, facilities, because they think they're bad. And that their animal, the animal might be killed.
Yes.
But that's no longer the case, is it, Marilyn?
That is no longer the case. And I wish we could get rid of the word pound.
We don't have pounds anymore.
We don't have pounds, period. Let's eradicate that word from our language. So we've got Everett Animal Shelter. They are a no-kill shelter. They're not going to euthanize a healthy cat or dog because they don't have enough space. The only time, to my knowledge, I'm 99.9% sure of this, the only time an animal would be euthanized would be if they were very ill, you know, advanced stage cancer, or if they're fractious and dangerous to people. But if you find a nice cat wandering around your neighborhood and you take it to Everett Animal Shelter, not the pound, Everett Animal Shelter, they're not going to euthanize that cat.
Right. And, you know, it's pretty much, you know, the case with these municipal shelters anymore. They have great volunteer staffs, you know, that help cover a lot of the bases and caring for the animals and exercise and play. But there's also kind of a network of all of you folks that do rescue and sanctuary. And so a lot of the private shelters will take animals from like Everett Animal Shelter or a municipal municipal shelter. If they're getting over full, then the nonprofits around the area will take the animals for adoption. And I think it's important to let people know why that rule in the first place. Why can't private, you know, no-kill shelters take in strays and lost animals? You are only allowed by law to take in owner surrenders. But there's a good reason for that. Mm-hmm. I think in that if your animal is lost and you're trying to find them, well, if people could just drop them off anywhere, any place that people take care of animals, it might be really hard to find them. Mm-hmm. Okay? I mean, it's hard enough as it is. But the reason that the only place you can leave stray or lost animals is the municipal shelters is so that they're in the system and it's easier for people to find their animals if they're lost. Isn't that kind of the reasoning?
Exactly. There needs to be a single point of contact. If your cat got, if you live in Bothell and your cat got out of the house this morning, and if you start Googling animal shelters in the area, you're going to be on the phone all day long calling every shelter.
Right.
So the single point of contact for King County is Regional Animal Services, and the single point of contact for Snohomish County is Everett Animal Shelter.
Yep, and these places are good, as and you don't have to worry about it because the old pound type atmosphere no longer exists, at least not in our area. You can put that to bed and know that these are, it's okay to take animals to these shelters, that it's the easiest way for owners to locate them if they're looking, and they will not be euthanized for lack of space or, you know, unless, you know, they're really sick or dangerous animals. So, all righty. Now, we need to take care of advertisers one more time before we get to the top of the hour. So we'll do that right now, and then we'll find out from Marilyn if there's anything going on these days that we need to know about at Meow or events coming up. And also, I think you could even go adopt a kitty this afternoon. And man, some of those posts you've been posting recently, there's some really great cats if they haven't already been snapped up. Anyway, we'll talk more with Marilyn Meow Cat Rescue straight ahead. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. Check them out online. They've got great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, the best cat vitamins in the world. Boy, do cats love them. I use them to get picky cats to eat and so forth, and the dog supplement just produces the greatest skin and hair coats you've ever seen. And you can check them all out at newprosupplements.com. And if you can't find them at your local pet store, then all the products are available on Amazon. And our wonderful sound, premier sound healer of the Puget Sound, Jude Ponton, has her Whispering Dragon Center in her home now in Shoreline. Great location, easy access, great parking, and oh, what a gift to be in the healing room and with the gongs and the Accutonic forks and so forth. And if you need good sound and chiropractic and Accutonic healing work, Jude is your gal, and you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or you can just give her a call, 206-706-2836. And, of course, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer. I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs and solve problems. And I usually can see people once and get even the most serious problems under control very quickly. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so please take my number. Give it to everybody you know that's got dogs, and if they need help, tell them to call Aunt Martha. I would be delighted to speak to them. And I just have to tell you, Nathan, I got to watch the Kentucky Derby yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah, which I haven't been able to do in years. And you know why? It's because I wasn't working.
Oh.
I was home. So I don't have anything to do, you guys. So please write my number down and tell anybody you know that has problems with their dogs that Martha needs to work. And I need to help people with their dogs. I can be reached at 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty, then. We are going to get back here to Marilyn and Meow Cat Rescue. And Marilyn, we've already talked about that people can go to the Meow website, meowcatrescue.org, click on available cats or kittens or puppies and dogs, and you can find out what's available. If they're dogs, you've got to make arrangements ahead of time to meet the dog, because they're all in foster, but the cats and kittens that are in the shelter, shelter is open now. Am I correct in remembering Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So that means this afternoon, today's Sunday, and you guys are open 1 to 5 this afternoon. You guys could have a new kitty in your family. And you got some great cats. There was one recently that I just thought was outstanding. Things going well? Have you adopted a lot of kitties this weekend?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yesterday was crazy. We adopted, I don't honestly even know how many cats.
we adopted yesterday. It was a really good day.
Yay.
We had, and this happens occasionally. We had three litter mates. And, you know, we're always so worried that two of them will get adopted and one will be left behind. Well, yesterday a family came in and they didn't want to leave one behind. So they adopted all three.
Oh, wow. Oh. Oh, my. So they'll have their hands full for a while.
Yeah. So that made me really happy.
Yeah. But on the other hand, there's something to be said for adopting, litter mates or, like this, a litter of three. And most of the time, I think you recommend it's a good idea to adopt two kittens rather than mm-hmm. one. And that's because they then have each other to play with and all of that good stuff. And they're far less likely to take it out, to treat their humans like cats. And it's really good for them to have the company and the siblings to play with and all that sort of stuff. So, but that's amazing. Three kittens and what age are usually the kittens around, when they've had their surgeries and all the stuff that you do for them before they're adoptable? It's about 5 months maybe that of age.
The youngest we would have would be 3 months.
Would be 3 months. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
So they're beyond the more challenging stages of being really, really young. And mm-hmm. I actually like adopting cats, kittens a little bit older, because you know a little more about them. And particularly if you have a real preference as to the personality type you want, if you want a lap cat or a busy cat or, a couch potato, that sort of thing. It's hard to know with really, really young kittens. But,
yeah.
That's great. And then another nice thing about adopting from Meow, if something ever happens to you or whatever, you would always take the kitties back that you've adopted out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
So that's good to know as well. All right, so anybody in particular you want to feature, or is there anything coming up that we need to know about?
We have a cat that I'm very fond of. Her name is Shanti.
Oh, that's a nice name.
She's a brown tabby. She has, with white boots and mittens, she's polydactyl. So she's got all those extra toes going on.
Uh-huh.
And Shanti was born with only one kidney.
Oh.
And which is very unique. Thankfully, her single kidney is functioning just fine. All her values are normal. And she also has a grade 3 heart murmur, which heart murmurs are not all that uncommon, but I know that scares people.
And how old a cat did you say she is?
I think she's 1.
Oh, okay. So a young one.
She needs
a good home.
She needs a good home. She's just going to need to have that heart checked probably yearly to make sure everything is okay. But, I mean, you would never know it by looking at her. Her activity level is normal. I mean, everything is normal. And she's not on a special diet or medication. She's very active and playful. But we do have to disclose that information, and I think it scares people a little bit. And
uh-huh.
I had a grade 3 heart murmur cat who lived to be 18.
Wow, so, wow. And what's her name again, in case somebody's interested?
Her name is Shanti.
Shanti, that's right. Okay, so check her out. And then we're pretty much out of time, Marilyn, but I do want to mention we've got your big annual fundraiser coming up in June, and that would mm-hmm. be the 2024 Fine Wines and Felines.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Saturday, June 22nd, 5:30 p.m. at the Mobius Hall at Cascadia College campus, and that's out in Bothell. So that sounds like this is a new location for you guys, right?
New location. I think it's going to be a lot easier for everybody to get to.
All right, check it out. If you want more details, meowcatrescue.org. And they're open this afternoon from 1 to 5 p.m. if you'd like a new cat friend in your family. And somebody needs to adopt Shanti. So anyway, Marilyn, thank you for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And we'll look forward to talking to you again the first Sunday of June.
Okay, I'll talk to you then.
All righty. God bless. Thanks, Marilyn. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, folks, that wraps us up for the first hour. We will be heading to Indian Animals, Help Animals India next hour. And right now it is time to fire up that love train. It's time for us to get up and get our exercise in for the morning, get our juices flowing, energized up for the day and the week. And remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train, and I will cruise through and pick you up. And we got to send this love and light all over the world. You know where it needs to go, all around our country, to the wars that are going on. And let's just see that love everywhere on the planet. And I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Help Animals India straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.